Welcome to Tuesday Morning Prayer from the Anglican, a prayer book for Australia. We proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, in his infinite mercy, forgives all sins, and through our baptism in the name of our Saviour Jesus Christ, we are given a rebirth into new life, free from the burden of all sin. Alleluia. With faithfulness, we respond to the good news. We acknowledge Christ as our Saviour and accept with gratitude that we are forgiven for all wrongdoings past and present. To honour the gift of forgiveness, we release our burden of guilt and rise up to live in the glory of God forevermore. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Let us pray. We will proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe greatness to our God. Glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, so now and forever. Amen. The opening canticle. God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, and raised us up with him, and made us sit with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 124. If the Lord had not been on our side, now may Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side when our enemies rose against us, then they would have swallowed us alive when their anger was kindled against us. Then the waters would have overwhelmed us, and the torrent gone over us. The raging waters would have gone clean over us. But praised be the Lord, who has not given us a prey to their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken, and we have gone free. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth. Psalm 125. Those who put their trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken but endures forever. As the mountains stand about Jerusalem, so stands the Lord about his people, from this time forward for evermore. For the scepter of wickedness shall have no sway over the land apportioned to the righteous, lest the righteous set their hands to do evil. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, to those that are upright in heart. As for those who turn aside to crooked ways, let the Lord lead them away with the evildoers. And in Israel let there be peace. Psalm 126. When the Lord turned again the fortunes of Zion, then were we like those restored to life. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. Truly, the Lord has done great things for us, and therefore we rejoiced. Turn again our fortunes, O Lord, as the streams return to the dry south. Those who sow in tears, shall reap with songs of joy. They that go out weeping, bearing the seed, shall come again in gladness, bringing their sheaves with them. Lord, our God, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier, we ask you to cleanse us from all hypocrisy, to unite us to our fellow men and women by the bonds of peace and love, and to confirm us in holiness now and forever. Amen. The first reading is from the book of Numbers, beginning at chapter 6, verse 1. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the Israelites and say to them, when either men or women make a special vow, the vow of the Nazarite, to separate themselves to the Lord, they shall separate themselves from wine and strong drink. They shall drink no wine vinegar or other vinegar, and shall not drink any grape juice or eat grapes fresh or dried. All their days as Nazarites, they shall eat nothing that is produced by the grape vine, not even the seeds or the skins. All the days of their Nazarite vow, no razor shall come upon the head, until the time is completed for which they separate themselves to the Lord. They shall be holy, they shall let the locks of the head grow long. All the days that they separate themselves to the Lord, they shall not go near a corpse, even if their father or mother, brother or sister should die. They may not defile themselves, because their consecration to God is upon the head. All their days as Nazarites, they are holy to the Lord." The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, thus you shall bless the Israelites. You shall say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them." On the day when Moses had finished setting up the tabernacle, and had anointed and consecrated it with all its furnishings, and had anointed and consecrated the altar with all its utensils, the leaders of Israel, heads of their ancestral houses, the leaders of the tribes who were over those who were enrolled, made offerings. They brought their offerings before the Lord, 6 covered wagons and 12 oxen, a wagon for every 2 of the leaders, and for each one an ox. They presented them before the tabernacle. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Accept these from them, that they may be used in doing the service of the tent of meeting, and give them to the Levites, to each according to his service." The second reading is from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians, beginning at chapter 4, verse 6. "I have applied all this to Apollos and myself for your benefit, brothers and sisters, so that you may learn through us the meaning of their saying, nothing beyond what is written, so that none of you will be puffed up in favor of one against another. For who sees anything different in you? What do you have that you did not receive? And if you received it, why do you boast as if it were not a gift? Already you have all you want. Already you have become rich. Quite apart from us, you have become kings. Indeed, I wish that you had become kings, so that we might be kings with you. For I think that God has exhibited us apostles as last of all, as though sentenced to death, because we have become a spectacle to the world, to angels and to mortals. We are fools for the sake of Christ, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are held in honor, but we in disrepute. To the present hour we are hungry and thirsty. We are poorly clothed and beaten and homeless. And we grow weary from the work of our own hands. When reviled, we bless. When persecuted, we endure. When slandered, we speak kindly. We have become like the rubbish of the world, the dregs of all things to this very day. I am not writing this to make you ashamed, but to admonish you as my beloved children. For though you might have 10,000 guardians in Christ, you do not have many fathers. Indeed, in Christ Jesus, I became your father. Through the gospel, I appeal to you then, be imitators of me. For this reason I sent you, Timothy, who is my beloved and faithful child in the Lord, to remind you of my ways in Christ Jesus, as I teach them everywhere in every church. But some of you thinking that I am not coming to you have become arrogant. But I will come to you soon, if the Lord wills, and I will find out not the talk of these arrogant people, but their power. For the kingdom of God depends not on talk, but on power. What would you prefer? Am I to come to you with a stick? Or with love in a spirit of gentleness? May your word live in us and bear much fruit to your glory. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for what is right, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for mercy shall be shown to them. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. O God, whose Son Jesus is the Good Shepherd of your people, help us when we hear his voice, to know him who calls us each by name, and to follow where he leads, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns one God, for ever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, how great your healing hand that reaches out to those in need. How great your love for your people. We ask you to bestow your healing on His Majesty King Charles and Catherine, Princess of Wales, and to all people who are combating the illness of cancer. We thank you for your healing kindness for all your people. God of grace, hear our prayer. Gracious God, we bless you for the gracious memory of Her Majesty, Queen Elizabeth, for her reign rich in years and accomplishment, and for the memory of Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, for the many lives they both touched, and for the faith that sustained them in life and in death. We remember them with gratitude for their great works. God of grace, hear our prayer. Gracious God, we thank you for our schools, colleges, and universities. We ask that you bless the teachers that provide the education that expands the minds of the students, and that their education goes on to nurture the future of our country. God of grace, hear our prayer. Blessed God, we ask you to bless the Diocese of Dunkwa Onofen, the Church of the Province of West Africa, the Diocese of Sydney, the Parish of Pittsworth, the Anglicare Southern Queensland Multicultural Programme, St. Francis Theological College, Milton, all people joining in this prayer offering, all schools seeking chaplains and all prison ministry chaplaincy teams. Bless all Anglican parishes in Australia to raise the funds to install church air conditioners to bring comfort to their congregation while they gather to celebrate God's great works. Bless the financial heads of the Anglican Church to find new ways of supplying income streams to fund the clergy in the parishes. God of grace, hear our prayer. Lord and Heavenly Father, you have brought us safely to this new day. Keep us by your mighty power. Protect us from sin, guard us from every kind of danger, and in all we do this day, direct us in the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious to us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. Amen.